We'll be reporting live from COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, all next week from November 18th to November 22nd. Tune in to democracynow.org. Happy birthday to Ishmael Darro. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Masood, and Hannah Elias. Our executive directors, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grand, Dennis Moynihan, David Prue, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
Welcome to The Narrative here on KRSM, where we amplify the voices, stories, cultures, and conversations that are happening in our neighborhoods. I'm your host, Andrea Pierre. Really excited to have our guest on today. We are talking about the different career pathway partnerships offered by Pillsbury United Communities. And I'm really excited to have Gary. And is it Gary Lai? I'm so sorry. Gary Lee? Gary Lee, okay. Gary Lee, the Career Pathways Manager. We have Maisha Moore, the College and Career Counselor from Pillsbury United Communities. And we also have Kemi Lawani from the Natural Hair Care Institute. And she brought along one of her board members, Kate Grady, from the Natural Hair Care Institute. Let's have you all just say hello, hello. And let's do a little bit of a sound check here, if you don't mind. So let's have you talking to the mics.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I can't hear you in my headphones, but I'm going to trust that you're there because I can see the levels. So, career pathways. Can anyone, maybe more Maisha or Gary, I guess, tell us, what does that mean? And like with the youth offerings from the Department of Youth and Future Focus of Pillsbury United Communities?
Yeah. So, thanks for having us today, and happy to be here. So, talking about the Career Pathways program. So, it's an opportunity for 18 to 24-year-olds who are looking to get, basically, our program looking to get into the workforce. And these are students who typically aren't, they know they're not going to, you know, four-year universities. And that's not the track for them. They know that they want to get into the workforce and start working, and there are a lot of job opportunities where they can utilize hands-on skills, whether it's like construction or nursing, IT, or cosmetology or hair or something like that. And so we have these partnerships with these schools, with Dunwoody, Hennepin Tech, Natural Hair Care, Tailored Cosmetology, so they can be in these programs for up to a year. Gain some sort of apprenticeship skills along the way, some professional development with us. And the goal is getting all that done within a year or so, helping them be able to get out into the workforce.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's more or less, too, like we're noticing that a lot of students are wanting to do like a trade and instead of like traditional four-year universities. And it's not knocking four-year universities. It's just they're so expensive. And maybe they don't know if they want to commit to that price tag just yet. Maybe they want to like dibble and dabble in different skills and learn different things and then maybe decide for that bigger commitment. So with career pathways, you're talking about 18 to 24-year-olds. You want you're looking for students that have recently graduated, up to 24 years old, to join these programs. How long are your programs? Like, for example, for you, Kemi, you're doing the Natural Hair Care Institute. Y'all are doing great things. You won an award from the city of Minneapolis. Congratulations. Natural Hair Care Institute, if you're not in the know, they will train students how to take care and do natural hair for Black folks or African Americans or African folks, Black hair. But you're training students the skill on how to braid, how to cornrow, how to do locks, everything, how to do install. And no, are you doing installations for hair and all that too?
We do all that too.
Yeah.
Our curriculum is very broad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us more about the Natural Hair Care Institute, if you don't mind, and just like why you started this business, and like you're in this will be what, your third cohort?
So yes, this will be our third cohort coming in on the 17th. And a very simple, you know, same as the first time you had me, and I'm very grateful to be here. We are here to bridge that gap, the mm-hmm. gap that is missing in the beauty industry, at least for the state of Minnesota. That's what we're here. That's why Natural Hair Institute was birthed, to bridge that gap that the students are missing. They are not teaching. Even the people that are in cosmetology, they can take a continuing education so they can hone those skills that they didn't necessarily get in school while they are there, because it's not in the curriculum. They don't have it in their curriculum. And we know that Natural Institute, majority of what our curriculum consists of is what is actually what the kids get to do on the field. Mm-hmm. And if they can come to our school to hone those mm-hmm. skills, so they can be well prepared for their careers in the beauty industry. So yeah. That's why Natural Hair Institute was birthed. So.
Yeah, and it's actually really needed when you think about it. There's a lot of people I know that do braiding and things like that on the side, but you could actually really harm someone if you don't know how to, like, clean your combs and brushes mm-hmm. and, even with braiding, like, you could nick someone accidentally if you're wearing rings and things like mm-hmm. that, and how do you make sure that you're safe for your clientele? And I'm really happy that someone is really teaching people how to take care of their natural hair. And I'm actually happy that natural hair is something that is really taking off in the Black communities, you know, across the diaspora. So with your curriculum, can you tell our listeners just a little bit about that? What does your curriculum consist of? How long is the training and what happens afterwards?
So I really like what you emphasize on. When we hear natural hair, a lot of people actually think it's braiding, right? Mm-hmm. And one thing, our school is inclusive. It takes care of everybody, you know, whatever race you are, whatever gender you are, we are open. Our doors are completely open to you. And for a lot of us, especially in the Black community, you know, we've learned how to braid from our sisters, our mothers. You know, you have even, you know, beautiful Black boys that know how to braid hair, you know, and we're grateful for that. But so where Natural Hair Institute come into place for even people that know how to braid is you learn other skills other than just braiding hair. We teach you how to do dreadlocks. We teach you how to maintain natural hair. We teach you how to do extension, anything, how to manipulate the hair without the use of chemical. That's what Natural Hair Institute is. So, you know, I've had people call in and say, well, is this a braiding school? No, we are a natural hair care school. When you think of natural hair in its entirety and how to maintain it, how to care for it, how to pour love into it, that's what our doors are open for.
Yeah.
So that is, it is in its nutshell. So,
Yeah, I love that. Like, you're preaching to the choir. I'm picking up what you're putting down, okay? So, Kate, you are a board member of Natural Hair Care Institute. What made you want to be involved with this program and be involved with Kemi's business? I can tell why, but yeah, for yourself.
Oh, yes. Well, when she brought this to me, I thought it's a great idea. I mean, I have hair. Everyone that I know has, I've been going to her to get my hair done for, like, many years. And that's kind of how we became friends. So I realized that, you know, there's a lot of, like, places you can go get your hair done, but there isn't, like, a really places where you can get your hair naturally done. Most of it is just chemicals, you know, and we all know what that's doing to people's hair right now. So trying to back away from that. So that's kind of one of the main reasons, too, because most everyone in my family, we all get our hair done. So that's one of the reasons why I really decided that I wanted to be on the board, because it's a really great cause and something that we can definitely continue to grow in the community.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. So how long is your program for Natural Hair Care Institute?
So Natural Hair Institute, we're very grateful to the Department of Education. We're grateful to the city of Minnesota. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm so overwhelmed by how the city has gravitated towards our program. Thank you to Pillsbury United. Thank you to everybody on the team that just rally around us and put a cutting to make sure that they do so much on the back end so we can, like, really pour all we have on the front end without being afraid. It's a 19 weeks program. We just modify our curriculum. At first, it was a 12 weeks program, but because so we can be able to have more opportunities for people, we had to modify our program. So now we have a 19 weeks program. Okay. So it's still a short program comparable to, I mean, cosmetology finally caught on. So they broke up their curriculum. So, you know, but I would still say, you know, 600 hours, you know, compared to the change in curriculum for Cosmo, which is cosmetology, which is 900 hours. Ours is 600 hours. But what really sets us apart is the fact that everything is done in-house. You know, that 19 weeks is in-house. You get your pretty much almost your apprenticeship training while you're in school at the same time, where you're honing your career. And then at the same time you leave school, you can just open up your own business. You know, you're set out to really, I mean, you can fudge on fully without the fear of, will I pass my board exam? Without the fear of, you know, do I have to work at a certain minimum wage before I can really own your own business? We teach you entrepreneurship. So there's a lot poured into that 19 weeks that, you know, we've had success stories where young kids leave school and they have so much hammer to go out there and own the craft and be bold about it, because that's the statement we leave them with when they leave our program.
That is beautiful. I'm kind of wondering, what kind of businesses are they doing? Are they doing like their own little solo suites, or are they going into other salons and like renting booths? Like what are the success stories, if you can share with our listeners, of your alumni?
So we have an alumni that finished right off the bat, again, with the support of everybody, Pillsbury, us. They went into getting their own suite. Mm-hmm. Now they weren't afraid. How much will I have to pay for rent? You know, how will I get supplies? All of that was what they had to do, those blueprint in class before they could even set out. So they had a plan in place before they graduated. So when they had to put those plans for tuition, they looked at those blueprint that was designed in class to help them forge on. Mm-hmm. Now we also have students that, you know, do you want to rent boot? If you want to rent boot and you don't have money, we teach you how to bag in for that. Well, can I be a commission stylist for now? And then when I grow my clientele, I'll be able to afford to rent boot. So there are different ways that the students, when they come to us, that they would be trained to approach the industry or to approach how they want. Do I want to approach it from an entrepreneurship standpoint? Do I want to approach it from renting an operator standpoint, renting a chair? Or do I want to approach it from a commission standpoint? Or even hourly, you can approach it. And the beautiful part of it out as well is for us, you know, just being that mother behind the scene is, okay, if you're afraid and you still can't fudge on and you still want to hang in, we have an apprenticeship program that you can do within the school for a year to still keep honing your skill at a very low rate. So you're not afraid of, okay, I have to pay so much money to rent a chair. You can stay in the school, rent a chair in the salon, because we have a salon attached to the school, and continue to hone your skill. And I would still supervise those graduates, those alumni, for another year. I mean, at no cost to me, because again, this is a mission for us. You know, that's why we kept it a nonprofit, because we want to make sure that the community are able to really gain from the stylist, not just finishing school, which again, that's the bridge that we try to bridge, because when you look at the placement rate, or you look at the retention rate for cosmetology, some of those kids, sometimes they finish, they don't even pass the board exam. They can't move on to that next step. That bridge, that gap is there for them that they can. And then they leave those career and they go to another career. So they've wasted all that year or two. And I hope those changes that we are bringing, and we're bringing them in real time, can start to really impact cosmetology as well, to see that we want these people to succeed, because our industry needs to stay alive. We want it to stay alive because the community needs it. Yeah. But we don't want to create those constraints for those kids. So that's it in a nutshell.
And I need y'all to stay alive, because I like to look good. Hello.
Yes.
Like, what am I going to do without y'all? I love what you're saying. Like, and I really appreciate, like, your passion, Kimmy. It's infectious. I love everything that you're saying about the work that you're doing there. We actually need to take our first station break. So we are going to take a really quick station break, and we will be back with more of the offerings for career pathways at Pillsbury United Communities. We'll talk about what's going on at Dunwoody and Minneapolis College and more of the Natural Hair Care Institute. So keep on tuning in to The Narrative here on KRSM.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the Landmark Live Concert Series, showcasing the finest women in folk roots and Americana music at St. Paul's historic Landmark Center.
The next concert is Friday, November 15th, with the all-female band, the Foxgloves.
A little bit of country, a little bit of folk, a little bit of classical, and a whole lot of heart. The Foxgloves' engaging presence, rich instrumentation, compelling storytelling songwriting, three-part harmonies, and creatively reimagined covers render them a force to be reckoned with.
The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. and is preceded by a cocktail hour at 6:45, where you can meet the artist and KFAI DJs.
Tickets and more information available at landmarkcenter.org.
And we are back on The Narrative on KRSM Radio, where we amplify the voices, stories, cultures, and conversations that are happening in your neighborhood. I'm your host, Andrea Pierre, and we are talking with the different career pathway partnerships offered by Pillsbury United Communities. If you're listening earlier, we talked to Kemi from the Natural Hair Care Institute. She was nice to bring around Kate Grady, who is one of her board members. And we're going to touch a little bit into Maisha and Gary's work. So, Maisha Moore, you're the college and career counselor. What does that mean? What are you doing, Maisha, over there?
That just basically means that I'm helping young adults navigate after high school. So like Gary said earlier, if you know that you don't want to do a four-year program, you kind of want to get right into the workforce, that is what career pathways is for. That is what my role is here for. So yeah, I'm just kind of going out, connecting with those students with the help of Gary, and just kind of making sure that they're able to matriculate, I guess, as they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do they come to you all? Are you all out there recruiting students? Are they just like getting by case management? Like, how are you finding the people that are entering your programs? Are you looking for them actively?
Yeah. So one shout out to Gary, because this last month and a half, he's really been out there grinding at different high schools and events, recruiting for the upcoming school year. So shout out to you. Some of them come from referrals, because we also have a program called WIOA. So we have some referrals, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Referrals. And if we meet someone that tells someone else, and like I said, Gary was out there actively recruiting.
Who would be a student that you think would be ready to come to you for your program? Like, who do you think is the ideal person? Or who do you think, if there's someone listening that you think should be calling you up and saying, you should come and mess with us and find out what we got going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're 18 to 24, if you have graduated high school, if you know that you truly just say, even if you just want some experience, maybe you do go to a 4-year later, but if you just want to say, hey, let me get my feet wet with this or try that to get right into the workforce, definitely come with us. If you know that there's a specific program that you were interested in and it's short term, come to us. We can, you know, make that work. If you've had barriers, you know, to traditional education, definitely come to us. You know, we don't discriminate. So we help with wraparound services as well. So if you know, maybe you don't have bus fares to get to school, or maybe, you know, childcare is an issue, don't feel that you cannot come to us. We can help with all of that. So just anyone who's willing to put in the work to better their lives and further their education.
Hey, let's give Gary that mic, because I think these two work as a team. Nope, you keep that mic, Maisha. Don't try to get out of there and give that to Gary. So Gary, you guys are actually in partnership with each other with recruitment, with the services. So you're at different schools that you have. So like if someone wanted to go to Dunwoody, what are y'all offering someone at Dunwoody? What's the partnership there between Pillsbury United Communities and Dunwoody?
Yeah, so currently right now we have a student who is doing 3D printing. Typically, you know, Dunwoody is a school that has many offerings, mostly like in tech and electronics and those sort of programs. So we have something related to like 3D printing, industrial controls, electronic construction. So anybody that wants to work hands on. And so these programs are, well, they're for most people, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But it's a 1 year, a lot of these programs we work with, they're 1 year programs. And so if they're interested, just, you know, of course, like Maisha said, just let us know. 18, 24 year olds that, you know, we're looking for students who can basically just put 2 feet in, you know, that this is what they want to do, that they are good with their hands and they're good with working with sometimes with machinery, you know, especially having to work with, you know, 3D printing and things like that. You know, we've got one, we got another as well. So we're trying to recruit more for that school just because some of the awesome things they're doing there. They've got a great scholarship program. So, yeah.
So, like, what kind of job would you get with that?
Yeah.
I'm so because, I mean, you know, we need our money. The kids want their coins, and they want to know, if I do that, like, what kind of jobs can you get in tech if at Dunwoody? Because Dunwoody is a great school.
Yeah.
You know, you're at Hennepin Tech, too. Are they all, like, tech jobs or, like, STEM-related jobs?
Yeah. Both, I would say, both tech and STEM related as well. We're still looking to build out some of these partnerships. So we've talked with, or we've looked into, you know, city of Minneapolis. We've looked at, you know, for profit as well, or in the private sector, excuse me. So we're still trying to build out some of these opportunities that I think some of these jobs are still coming. Are still kind of coming into fruition as well.
So for both of you, like, is there something that's more popular that you're kind of seeing students gravitate towards?
Yeah. Well, really quick, I just want to clarify that you can be interested in anything with any school in Minneapolis. And as long as they have a certificate program or something that's short term, we don't discriminate. Like, you can go there. So it's not necessarily like just tech focused or whatever. It can be anything. And yes, what's really popular right now is cosmetology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's absolutely a lot of word of mouth. Really popular.
To become like working at a hotel, like reading and.
No. A cosmetologist. So,
oh,
like,
cosmetology. Yes, I thought you said hospitality.
No. But yeah, if you want to go into the hospitality. Hospitality industry.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah.
So, with this is that program at Taylor Cosmetology. What is that program and what does that entail?
Yeah. So, I mean, tailored, yes, but like even think Aveda or Lavish. So, just cosmetology as a whole. I believe at Taylor specifically, though. So, the students there, I believe they do lashes, they do waxing, they do makeup, they don't do hair. Mm-hmm. They don't do hair. Esthetician. There you go. Esthetician. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised they want to do lashes. I thought people weren't doing lashes anymore.
they have a lash, like, training 1 week as well. And so through the WIOA program that I also work with, and that's how I work with Kimmy, students want to do lashes. No, they love it.
They do, huh? Yeah. Okay. I thought there was a whole thing about not paying for lashes anymore.
Oh, no, they pay for those lashes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to act like I'm 24 and do it, too. So is there a deadline? Are there scholarships or anything like that available for what you guys are offering at these other schools between you and Gary and Maisha?
Deadline.
Yeah, so our deadline has just passed.
Oh,
it was June 1st, but, you know, we're still taking applicants and still looking at, for, you know, putting some on the wait list just because the time has passed doesn't mean that they can't get in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a competitive process as well. And, you know, we've got students, you know, especially talking to these students who've from the different high schools here in Minneapolis, they've got a lot of options. So if one doesn't decide they want to go somewhere else, I mean, that spot could open up for somebody on the wait list. So encourage anybody and everybody to still apply.
Are these programs like starting now or in the fall then?
They are starting in the fall, but I think for Tailored, some of them are, they're going to be starting
July.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about you, Kimmy? What's going on at that Natural Hair Care Institute? You guys have any scholarships, and when do y'all start? And yeah, what's going on there, if you don't mind sharing? Oh, you might have to give her the.
Yes. So we do have scholarships, and one of our goals that we, you know, working with the natural care to recruit more students is also offering more scholarships. So that way students, you know, they don't have to worry about the, you know, the finance part of it as much. So that's been one of our things that we've been working really hard to, you know, to establish. So yes. And right now, as far as like, you know, recruiting students, you know, we're trying to get, I think we have class starting like June 17.
Yep.
You know, I mean, even with that being said, we still recruiting students. So, like, even though if you missed that deadline, you can still put in an application for the next class that's going to be coming up after that.
Okay. How does one apply? Where do you find y'all? Like, what's your, is there a website or is there a number to call? How do you apply for Natural Hair Care Institute?
So, I'll circle back to just the scholarship real quick, just for some clarification. So we get our scholarship through agencies that work within the either the WIOA program. One of our major scholarship, I would say, sponsor is Pillsbury United. And with Pillsbury United, because I know there's kind of a confusion there, they take care of the 18 to 24, you know, prospects that are looking to come to the school. But if you're not if you're over the age of 24, that doesn't mean you cannot come to our school. Because I've had people, you know, that say, oh, this program is only for 18 to 24. No, we take, as long as you have high school diploma, you can come to our program. I have a 57-year-old that just applied. You know, there's never too late to hone a skill. You know, it's never, you know, people want to change skill, want to change career. So I wanted to clarify that yes, we do have other agencies other than Pillsbury United that we can connect this prospect or this, you know, potential students to that, you know, Avivo is one of them. They, you know, we've had students from Avivo. Hired is one of them. You know, even Career Force are one of the people that will be willing to, you know, if they have funding available and if they qualify, if you're over 24, you can really tap into those opportunities for scholarship. And even Natural Hair Care Institute, because again, we want to support, we have some type of scholarship that we also give students if they don't have enough. We don't cover everything, but we do support because we really want them to come to our program. We want them to succeed in our program. So that kind of covers the scholarship aspect. And then your question again, because I...
where to apply?
Okay, where you would go on our website NHCI.education. So NHCI.education is the website. You go on there. All the information that you need to apply, you know, to know about the curriculum, the program, we make it very transparent. So it helps you with decision making. And then you can give us a call as well and meet with one of our student counselors to kind of help you navigate, you know, the waters on how to get enrolled into the program. But our doors are still open, even though we're taking... the program starts on the 17 here, we can put people on the wait list. You know, like what just Gary said, it's never too late. If you don't get in now, you can always get in later. We are a clock hour school. That's the difference between us and I would say maybe a traditional cosmetology school or traditional, we're a clock hour school. So we end a program to start a program, you know, because I've had people say, well, will you take us, if once the program starts, can you take us in between? No, our school doesn't work like that. We run out that clock. Once that clock ends, we pick up on a new clock.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. So it's NCHI.education.
No, or NHCI.
Thank you for
correcting. Dot education. So NHCI Education
to apply. And what about y'all, Gary and Maisha? How does one get a hold of you to like apply? I like because they're giggling, so that's why I'm giggling.
I'm a sympathetic or empathetic laugher. I don't know what you'd call that.
Well, we do have a website out, Career Pathways. PUC.org. Mm-hmm. And so we got a landing page. It tells us about the program and different offerings there. And so there's a SharePoint link that they can go on and apply and for that interest link and everything to tell us about, you know, what school they're going to and some of their previous job histories and their income and stuff. We need to have that information just for, you know, our purposes as well, serving mostly, you know, BIPOC, first gen, low income students. But from after filling out all that and everything, then that's where Maisha will send out an application essay. And that's where they really tell us about the interest in whatever program that they want to be in and stuff like, you know, what can program do for them and what do they hope to accomplish, you know, career wise and what's their dream job and stuff like that.
I love that. So it's career pathways with the S at the end.
Yeah.
PUC.org.
Yep.
And that's how you can get a hold of Gary and Maisha for the other programs that the Career Pathways PUC is, our Pillsbury United Communities, excuse me, is offering. Like they said, it's not too late. Kemi is also telling you it's not too late.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. It's never too late. The first step is just, you know, going to their websites and applying. Natural hair care website is NHCI.education. And even though this one starts on June 17th, it's not too late. So go on and get them little fingers on the internet and and figure out what we're going to do, y'all. We are going to take our last station break. It goes really fast here on The Narrative on KRSM. But we'll be back just to talk more about our young people entrepreneur guiders. And they are stewards of our youth here. So we'll be right back and keep on tuning in.
The program is supported by Hennepin Health, your community health care plan. If you live in Hennepin County and you're eligible for medical assistance or medical care, Hennepin Health is here to help with coverage for medical, dental, and mental health care. Additional offers include gym benefits, rewards for visiting the doctor, and easy access to other services you may need. Learn more at hennepinhealth.org.
And we are back on The Narrative here on KRSM Radio, where we amplify the voices, stories, cultures, and conversations that are happening in your neighborhood. I am having such an interesting conversation with our Career Pathways partnerships. Pillsbury United Communities is really partnering with some great organizations and learning opportunities for our young folks between the ages of 18 to 24. Natural Hair Care Institute also can expand upon those age ranges, which is really great. They are a school that shows you how to, you know, comb and take care of and run a business if you want to be having and learn how to do natural hair. Kemi, this is your, what you said, it was like your second year doing this, or third year doing this. I forgot now already.
This is our second year, but our third cohort.
Second year, yes. Third cohort. And it's in South Minneapolis, 2909 Bryant Avenue South. They are still looking for applications. If you want to, you can still apply at nhci.education. The cohort begins on June 17th, but, you know, still apply, still call, still find out if you are interested, if you know someone that is doing like little kitchen dudes in the kitchen or always has been able to, you know, someone that's young that, you know, you think could use some guidance or just wants to, that has a passion for that or just has a natural talent. Have them call Gary. Have them call Maisha and just see if this is something that can help them find a way to make some money and maybe just figure out if this could be a career for them. You never know. You just really don't ever know. And it's never too late, like our wonderful educators have said on the show several times. So I think the first step is to inquire. Natural Hair Care Institute is also not only looking for participants, but you're also hoping to have volunteers. And what kind of volunteers are you looking for, Kate and Kemi? What y'all looking for?
So, I mean, we're looking for all type of volunteers, especially, you know, if you have, you know, done, like instructor, if you love to teach and you have the skill set and you want to like, kind of like share this knowledge with a student, that's something we would love to have on board.
Even guest speakers, you know. Another thing that I know that that when I was in beauty school that helped my plant grow is just listening to guest speakers, people that have been there, you know, that have, you know, gone through the road that I'm trying to get to. We are open, you know, you've been in the business for a long time. You have one or two things you want to leave a legacy in the young one's mind. Feel free to come to us. You know, we are a nonprofit. And I would say we are the only natural hair care school in the Twin Cities. Now, I came here before when Andrea had me. We want to change that. We don't want to be the only one. We opened this door so many people that have been in the industry, maybe you want to open, you know, have a natural hair care school like we do. Come in and talk to us, you know, so the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I love that. And it's also just naturalizing the beauty standards and so much other things in community by having that, you know. Yes. I think it's so important. I didn't learn how to take care of my hair as a natural, my natural hair until I was like, 25, 30 almost. So, you know, we need people that know how to do that. It's very interesting. Thank you for that. So NHCI.education, if you're interested in doing that. What about you, Maisha and Gary? What y'all got going over there? What are y'all really hoping for people to know about your program, or what needs do you really want community to know as you go into summer and as people, you know, keep on continuing to participate in your programs?
Again, I don't feel like, don't let barriers keep you away, but like Gary said, we want you to jump in with 2 feet. Be serious. It's a short-term program to get you into the workforce. So if you're applying, if you're meeting with us, if you're really interested in, you know, attending school for a short term, be serious. Mm-hmm. Go to class, communicate. You know, we don't ask much of you, but the things that we do ask of you, just be prepared to own up to your end is what I'll say.
Yeah, I would just say with that as well is that, you know, who doesn't want to have their tuition taken care of? It'd be nice to. I went to policy school, and that was pretty expensive. And so, but it doesn't have to be a forever thing. You know, whatever you do, I think there used to be this myth that you have to be whatever you do, you have to do it for the rest of your life. You know, or until you retire. But if it's just something you just want to do right now, you know, for the next year or 2-3 years or so, you just got to give something of yourself. You know, Maisha does a great job working with the students one-on-one. And I was just at Tailored Cosmetology in Nubia. You know, she cares, I'm sure, you know, you both, you know, care deeply about the students. It's not just about braiding hair, but there's also, you know, a relationship component as well. We want to get people to where they ultimately want to be in life. And you know, if this is what you just, whatever it is you want to do, whether it's just hair, being an esthetician or just work in construction, HVAC or whatever it is, IT, just for however long, if it's just to pay the bills, you know, just to do it because, you know, you like doing it. You know, just don't put a timeline on it. And, you know, we're all of us here in our respective fields, we're here to help.
Yeah, I also feel like it's an opportunity to maybe just find something about yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you do challenge yourself and try to find, learn about something new, you do, there's a deep learning and transformation that can happen. And I do also like what you said, Gary, about, you know, what you may think you want to do now may not be what you always have to do. It doesn't mean like you have to be this thing for forever. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not doing now what I went to college for. But I definitely think having that educational background was a good step to let me learn like how to navigate in certain places. You know what I mean? I'm not going to discount it, but I'm not doing whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I love that. So I think, you know, if you're listening, if you have a loved one who you think may need some guidance on that, I think, you know, just slide them that paper with these websites, or maybe even take them down yourself and see if there's a way to maybe, if that can be something that can help them have some guidance on what they need to do. I think it is a weird and challenging time economically for everyone. What a great time to get learn a skill or a trade with people who are obviously very passionate about it and, you know, at a good cost and at a good price. Mm-hmm. And what's up, Kimmy?
I'm going to add one important thing I want people to know. When we talk about trade, you know, Gary said it, Maisha said it. Don't think of it as a career. To be honest, trade equals life skill.
Right.
I started doing hair when I was 7. Mm-hmm. And it is tremendously went from a stylist to a manager to an operator to a school owner. And when I die, it would be on my tombstone that I did hair. So because it's a life skill, you know, it could be you want to learn 3D printing. You might not want to do that, but for the rest of your life, no, that's something it. That you own. That's what trade is. So career, yes, great. You can earn money right now, but that's a skill that nobody will take away from you. It goes with you forever. So that's how I want people to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, as we advocate for them to join us, you know, let us help them. We're literally giving them something that they get to own and they get to keep.
Yes, I was actually going to say that too.
Yeah, you're adding to their life story and enriching it. And what a beautiful way to put it, Kimmy. Yeah. Like I said earlier, your enthusiasm is so infectious. So June 17th is when that Natural Hair Care Institute cohort is beginning. They are still looking for participants. They are still looking for ways to volunteer. If you know someone who is in that field that you think would be a good person to come in and talk to the students or, you know, work with them and somehow or donate time to, you know, be a mentor or whatever, contact Kimmy and Kate. You know, they are ready and involve you if you so like. NHCI.education, and we have career pathways, PUC.org, if you would like to contact Maisha and Gary about the college and career pathways that Pillsbury United Communities is offering. I really want to thank all of you for making it here today. We are going to close out. Is there anything final, any final thoughts or anything? You guys already said so much and did so much, but
I'm just going to say thanks for having us.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Like I said, it's really hard to get so many multiple programs to come and to coordinate something like this. So I really appreciate you all taking the time to make it here for our listeners on KRSM. Thank you, listeners, for listening to The Narrative. You can hear a replay of this show on KFAI 90.3 FM on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. And we're always live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, of course, here at the Phillips Community Center. If you have like a show idea or if you, you know, want to be on the show, you know, you can email me at AndreaP@PillsburyUnited.org. And, you know, KRSM is a social enterprise of Pillsbury United Communities. So that's our show for today. Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Maisha. And thank you all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2.
Bye.
do do din da da do do.
Moonlight, good times, boogie. Sunshine, moonlight.